Under the agreement, each leg of the tripartisan stool at the Capitol will control $175 million in permanent spending. House Republicans say they'll use their third for an income tax cut. Senate DFLers say they'll increase spending for education, health care, and natural resources with their share. And Governor Ventura has said he'll use his third to reduce the fees car owners pay when they renew their license tabs. It's not the process any of the three sides would have chosen if they weren't at an impasse, but DFL Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe, who originally suggested the one-third split last week, says it will deliver what Minnesotans want.
A two-to-one ratio of tax relief to investments, I think that's a reasonable ratio. It looks like we're going to have tab reductions, income tax and property tax relief, and investments in education, healthcare, and the environment.
Moe originally suggested the idea of splitting the money three ways, but Governor Ventura made it the way out of the deadlock when he publicly endorsed it Tuesday. The governor may have seen it as the only way to get what he wanted, license tab fee cuts. Ventura was in Chicago when lawmakers cut the deal and seemed reluctant to acknowledge the House and Senate had actually signed off.
I agreed to it because I felt it was the fairest way to get out of the session. If they don't agree to it, well, that won't be a disaster either, because then the money will remain until the next biannual budget, which I can live with that also.
Republicans in the House abandoned their typical openness approach and discussed the deal behind closed doors. House Speaker Steve Swigum told reporters afterwards that many in his caucus are not pleased with the three-way split. He says, though, it's the best they could do with the other two sides working against them. House Republicans originally proposed an $850 million tax cut, and Swigum says he's disappointed to have to settle for a $350 million cut. But he tried to put the best face on the deal by saying it's better to govern than to end the session without an agreement.
It's a win-win-win. In a package. It really is. You know, look at it. You know, it to varying degrees, and not everything, every one of those wins would have wanted. But another permanent tax cut for taxpayers, for moms and dads, you know, some money for our schools, some money for nursing homes, tab reductions for the car owners of the state.
Some rank-and-file Republican House members were visibly upset as they left the closed meeting where they talked about the deal. Several refused to talk to reporters. Corcoran Republican Arlen Lindner did make a brief comment, saying he couldn't vote for the deal.
The governor's not supposed to be spending any money. It's supposed to be the House and the Senate's responsibility. I don't like this third to third to third, and I'm not going to support that.
Republicans and DFL leaders will try to sell their members on the deal by saying the mix of tax cuts and spending increases will be a good plan to run for re-election on this fall. But at least one group, the Taxpayers League of Minnesota, is likely to make an issue out of the shrinking tax cut. David Strom is the group's spokesman.
We distributed over 1 million voters' guides with people's promises that they made. The very first one, first question that we asked was, will you sign on to an omnibus tax bill that didn't return 100% of the surplus? 60% of Republicans said no. We expect them to keep their promises, and if they don't, we'll inform people about that.
Even though they've worked out how to spend the ongoing surplus money, lawmakers still need to reach an agreement on about $1.3 billion in one-time surplus money. Included in that amount is another sales tax rebate. House Republicans want a bigger rebate than Senate Democrats, but they say those issues shouldn't be nearly as hard to resolve as the ongoing money they've now agreed to divide up. I'm Mike Mulcahy, Minnesota Public Radio, at the Capitol.